Yeah, so we have to do the cold open first because I've watched this podcast a lot, so I know about that. Does anybody want to have something to get off their chest? Has anybody been doing anything lately?
I just watching hockey, man. I have one. Yeah. I have one thing, and that's it.
Just hockey. That's all you've got.
That's it. Yeah, that's all I got.
I do have a thing. Update on Miranda's dating life because I'm the only one who's single on this fucking podcast.
I want that more than anything.
So I went on a date this weekend, which was fun, but was a little odd. It's with a girl I've been going out with a bunch. We're both like demi-romantic, so it's a become friends first type thing. So as I'm like on the way there, she texts me and she's like, hey, my friend Deanna is going to join us at the beginning because she popped by my house before I was going to leave and just invited herself. I was like, okay, that's
fine.
She's
lying. She thinks you're going to kill her.
I've met her before. This is like our eighth time going out. I hope she doesn't still think I'm going to kill her. But so it ended up there, like she came out this, we went to this cute little place called like Bow Market. And it's just like a built-in market area with like stores upstairs and then like food downstairs. She was with us through the entirety of that. And then we were like, okay, we're going to go grab like some tea at this Thai bakery place and like chit chat and whatnot. And she was like, oh, I'll come too. So she came to that as well. And she was like, once I get my drink, I'll leave. And then she got her drink and then she just stayed. And she was just there, man. And like, it was like, she's fine. She's fun to talk to. She's a chill person. But it was like, eventually she's like, all right, I'm going to get going. We're like, okay. And like the girl seeing turned to look at me and was like, I didn't think she was going to be here that long. And I was like, it's fine. But by that time though, we had both like our dates are usually like pretty short and like activity focused and we're not like big talkers. So by the time that like she had left, we were both like, god, we're both really tired of talking. So we talked for like 20 minutes more and then we're like, we gotta go, man. Like, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Did she know that she was like, do we think she's just socially unaware or like didn't care?
I think she's socially unaware. Okay. I think she just didn't realize. Cause like I've been out with her and this other girl before, but it was like also with another person. Four of us went to a festival in the commons. But yeah. So it's just like, I'll see you later, girl.
Maybe incredibly she was going weird. After that throuple angle.
I don't know. But I did learn an interesting fact about her, which is that she should probably be dead. She has the iron levels of someone who is not alive.
Wow.
Like she went to the doctor and they were like, if you drop like 0.5 more, we have to hospitalize you. So that was interesting. Yeah. On the plus side, I also went to a little place called SideQuest Books, and I got a bunch of little RPGs, which was fucking sick.
Cute.
Super excited about this one, because I've said this word wrong every single time I've said it. It's epistolary. So it's like letter writing. So instead of like being person to person, you can do it asynchronously. You just write each other letters back and forth, and that's like
cute.
The game. Except you're vampires.
I have so many questions about everything you
called?
Said. I have no idea. I don't understand anything. You just relate about anything except that you went to a bookstore.
Okay.
First of all, what did you buy? What are
those? They are like they're tabletop RPG source books. So like D&D.
Oh my god. D&D, but not terrible.
Yes. Oh. So the one with the letters is called the Dead Letter Society, and you play as vampires, and you like kind of get to decide the vibe and like how long the game will go, and it's like you and one other person, or you can do it yourself, like writing back and forth about your goals, and you like draw tarot or you roll on a dice table, which is what we're gonna do. And like each thing you draw or each dice you roll has one of two questions, and you just like kind of answer that question in your response to the other person as you like build this world and lore of your vampires together.
That sounds
you
so
should
fantastic.
Send me like your favorite one that you've done. Because I want to try
one. I have so many of these. So I will send
you
a babes.
Good intro one that you like.
Okay. Like a good intro, like two-person RPG source book or just like a general thing or like
probably two-person RPG source book because I feel like that'd be cool.
Yeah. If you like the letter writing thing, that's fun. The other one I got is called Hostile Architecture, which is like a spin-off of A Quiet Year, which is like a map making TTRPG. Where like cool. you build up, people sometimes use it, some people do it just for fun, which is what I've done, but other people do it to make the world for their D&D campaign before they play in it.
Oh.
They'll like build the setting together and then that setting ends and then they start their story from there.
That sounds really fun.
It's yeah, really fucking dope. Fun, whether you can draw or not.
I just want to clarify, I don't hate D&D, I just hate what Hasbro is doing to them right now. Do you guys have any idea what's going on in that space right now? Because they're literally trying to make it a subscription-based service and yes. they're going to stop books.
It's I fucking crazy. Hate
them. I'm so mad. So that's why I said but not terrible. Because it's still a book and seems to observe the heart of the original idea of TTRPGs, which D&D is abandoning. Thanks well, to Hasbro. I mean, fuck Hasbro.
They can't take our old books from our houses. If they want to charge yeah. them monthly, I will simply
well, that's they're collectibles
not play anything
now.
New.
They're trying to make a fake market where people are going to be selling their old D&D books for ridiculous prices. They're just laying the framework for how capitalism is slowly trying to destroy
but
so
also,
many different aspects of digital space.
As if every single D&D source book isn't available via Google search, like,
also
from
that,
online,
yeah.
that PDF is out
for
there.
Now,
there's no taking it back.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Google just destroy itself?
Oh, true.
That place is just waiting to implode.
Gotta go on the dark web. Gotta get on Zanga.
Bing.
Go, duck, go.
That's when you know you're desperate.
Speaking of desperate, welcome to Why Are We Doing This? We're a monthly podcast where we talk about whatever we want for some reason. I'm Beckers, and I'm joined by Darian.
Hi, I'm Darian.
And Miranda.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
And Jazz.
Hi, I'm Jazz.
And I want it to be publicly stated that Jazz's contact in my phone is a saxophone, which makes it really hard sometimes to like find her when I'm trying to message
like I need
her.
To text her. Fuck.
I'm like, I don't have her contact. Oh, yes, I did. I did that stupid thing. It's really cool, but also not practical.
I had someone tell me the other day they had me saved in their phone as a nice lady, and it made it really hard for them to figure out who the fuck they were trying to contact.
Oh, no. Like, at least I remember that Jazz is a saxophone.
It relates, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've been having a hard time deciding what this episode's going to be about, so I would like to make a pitch. Okay? You're ready
okay,
for
I'll
my
catch
pitch?
It.
Go off.
Yes.
All right. I love a theme. I love a theme more than anything on this earth. When I was in college, we would do themes for nights out. We did like a K-pop night out where we went out dressed in full K-pop music video outfits. And we had like a whole bit we would do at the club, like every couple songs. It was fucking incredible. We had a night for my friend's birthday where we all wore the color red, like same color. So everywhere we went, people were like, what are you guys doing? What's going on? Like we were important or something. So I saw a reel today that was like, a girl's going out to like dinner with her friends and it says, should we do a fun outfit theme? It's going to be hot. So we could do what we would wear to our ex-husband's 40th birthday party in Italy. Keep in mind, his new wife will also be at this party. So if you go too sexy, it's just going to be obvious you're trying to make her jealous unless you don't care.
It's so specific.
That's a fucking theme, baby. And I think since we're going to be taking a bunch of pictures and doing a bunch of vlogs and stuff at Extra Life, it would be really fun and also make it a lot easier for me to pack if we picked themes for the days that we're there.
Miranda, the more that I get to know you, the more that I love you. I've always like thought of it more like I just like really love dressing up for shit. Like mm-hmm. I love and I'm like, you know, I guess I would say that I love a theme as well.
Yeah.
Like I love Halloween. Cosplay is kind of intimidating because people expect maybe better costumes than I'm capable of. And they're also extremely specific characters.
Yeah.
So like it's a little bit different. Like I've actually found that cosplaying is a little bit too intimidating sometimes. unless they're super easy. but like Halloween, costume parties, any type of like homecoming theme, oh, volleyball theme costume night. That is my shit.
That's my shit. See? And like, here's the thing. I am the worst packer on earth. I will bring 70 million fucking outfits and not want to wear any of them when I get there. So the if it was like, I need an outfit for a theme, I will pick something and I will plan it to the T and I will be happy to wear it when I'm there.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this. So we're going to be there Thursday through
Getting out a little notebook.
We're leaving Tuesday. So no theme on Tuesday, probably.
Yeah. No theme on Tuesday.
Sleepy airport is the theme on Tuesday.
Yes. Comfy airport Tuesday theme. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm taking notes, so you won't hear from me for a minute so that my loud mechanical keyboard,
it's we so can pretend loud. It's not happening.
It is loud.
Wait, isn't your keyboard a paid actor? You should be
included. Oh my god, is that what it's been this whole time?
The whole time. Okay.
Okay, so there's Thursday, Friday, Monday.
I feel like
Monday's easy because Monday we're going to the My Chemical Romance concert.
Yes. Yeah, Monday's emo, hands
down.
So
it's like, it's emo night. Do we want to get any more specific? Do we have a type of emo? Do we want scene? We could do like vampire-y gothic. We could do...
I do have a vampire-y gothic gala coming up that I have to buy a dress for. So like, I will have the attire. Still Let's have to find go. A dress for that. That's like 2 weeks from now.
I can help you with that. Hit me up after this.
I put it in the Discord. Nobody responded but Aaron. This is crazy.
Text me.
Well, thanks, Aaron posted that thing and I was like, oh, wow, that's probably what I would do. And I checked out.
I'm just going to link you to the store I bought my dress I wore to my little brother's wedding at, because that store is literally just dresses.
Yes, please.
And it also is in malls. So if you're near a mall, you should be able to go on and try things.
Hell yeah.
Okay. How do we feel about that?
I don't know that I want to wear a dress.
It doesn't have to be a dress. Chemical
Romance. But
you
yeah,
can do vampire gothic without a dress.
Mm-hmm. Fishnet everything.
Okay. Emo goth MCR.
I'm on board for that. I feel like
that's
it's
like,
a
you
little
think
bit...
like your silky kind of fabrics maybe, or you can do like, you know, like your Anne Rice vampire circa Queen of the Damned, where they're all just fucking 90s club kids.
So I feel like gothic vampire, I feel like it's like a little bit not quite MCR exactly. Like that's more of, right. I feel.
So I'm trying to think like.
It depends on what era of MCR you're going for, because if you're going for Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge,
which
I
is what I'm always going
Helena.
For.
Yeah. Helena, I was like, what can I do to make this a little more casual?
Oh my God.
Okay.
All right. This is such a
that's fine.
Niche
that's fine.
Overlap of my interests, but. The Stanley Cup finals are happening. And one of the like game commentators was wearing a jacket that I swear to God was ripped out of the Welcome to the Black Parade music
yes.
video.
Yes.
I need to send it to you guys. It was PK Subban. Y'all can Google it. It was game three. And it like, he looked so goth for somebody who was standing next to a hockey rink being like, so in the second period, I was like, you don't belong here. It was awesome. Anyway, sorry.
Go back to the Black Parade.
It was really. So maybe vampire goth.
Okay. And we can narrow it. We've got time to narrow it down, obviously.
And that is like, the concert's like later in the day.
Yeah.
It's evening, yeah. isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So if we're just doing something casual during the day, we can always just wear our streets, you know?
Yeah, my street clothes.
I don't know why fashion. I said it like that. I've literally never said that in my life.
I love it.
You
I
said it
was
so
great.
Naturally. I thought that was just like, that's what people say in Miranda Town. Like,
I'm the queen of saying
streets.
Things confidently that are
streets
absolute
tonight.
Bullshit. tell
Someone's
got
to do it.
Listen, it's really hot. I don't have a brain.
I'm going to start saying my streets.
Your streets.
Sunday.
Is Sunday the day we're going to the Renaissance Festival?
Yes.
Pull up the PowerPoint.
I'm going to say yes.
Girl, I ain't got that anymore.
Saturday's
Bryce,
stream day, no?
Saturday's Extra
Saturday's
Life, so yeah. Sunday's
has to be Sunday.
The Ren Fair.
And this one can be easy, just Ren Fair clothes, you know. Unless we want to be specific and be
Ren
like...
Ren Fair can be quite a wide variety.
Right. Do we want to do like piratey Ren Fair? Do we want to do Arabian-y Ren Fair? Those are light and flowy. Do we want to do belly dancer Ren Fair?
A themed outfit to the Ren Fair. I had friends who went and they all dressed as like plague rats.
Yeah.
And then they were handing out like.
God, those are so fucking funny.
Rats, rats, rats.
They had favors that they handed out that said like the Black Plague.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So you can absolutely still do a themed outfit for the Ren Fair.
A coordinated group of Ren Fair.
Is there anything anybody wants to do?
Anything sticking out to anyone?
Let me whip out a Google.
I was going to lean swashbucklery maybe. Because I have a corset and that felt in the ballpark.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. I just also know that harem pants are really comfortable.
I think you could be a swashbucklery harem pant. I think those could sort of intersect.
I think you're right.
Arguably, at some point in history, they did. So.
Right. Every time I think about, have you seen that fucking meme, like Tumblr post that's like, did you know that you could be have like a group of people that is a Victorian era dandy, a Meiji era samurai, and a Golden Age of Pirates end of era pirate in the same place, and it would be like historically accurate? And that blew my fucking mind. And it's true. It might not be Meiji era. I think it's the end of the age of samurai, but yes.
Gosh, people really wear whatever the hell they want, don't they?
Ren Fair?
Yeah.
I assume so. I've never been.
Yes, they do. You can do like, we could do fairies. We could do fucking the Winx Club if we wanted to, if you guys were as into that as I was.
Where we unveil our Sailor Moon cosplay.
Oh my God, that's it.
At the Ren Fair?
Yeah.
Fuck it, why not?
I don't know if you saw my head just whip around at the sound of that.
Did we ever? I don't know if I want to start this debate right now.
Well, I would love to hear it, though. You have to now, actually, because you said it.
It started.
Did we ever land on who was who in the Sailor Scouts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I think we did. I think
that this is an argument. That's why I didn't want to bring it up. Because I learned that for the first time in my life, every single person in the friend group is the biggest Jupiter fan.
Just because I love her doesn't mean that I am like her. It's okay.
I don't know enough about it. I'm open to suggestion.
Listen, I gave you guys a personality diagnosis about who was who.
I think that we need to just accept Miranda's choices because she was absolutely correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
Remind us of this because I don't.
It was Moon is ditzy and silly, but deeply empathetic and caring, which makes me think of Darian. Aaron is kind and patient, which makes you think of Mercury. Becker's is strong-willed and decisive in our group. Becker's, I know you're different elsewhere. And loves to rage bait Bryce and be rage baited by him. So perfect, Mars. I'm observational and calm, but always willing to fight someone if needed. So Jupiter. Jazz is witty and soft, but acts like a psycho when she's with us. So Venus.
I mean, I'll
that's
take
my
it.
Dissertation on the friend group.
So accurate, in the best way.
Like, You said you listed all that stuff out. Like three of us were like, "Oh, Jupiter's awesome," and you were just like, "Let me just slide in there. Let's correct some things."
Let
everybody.
You know who you are.
So we have options if we're gonna Sailor Moon Ren Fair.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Are we going to do Sailor Moon inspired Ren Fair outfits or are we just doing Sailor cosplays?
I do think inspired would be fun. I think we could have a lot of fun with inspired.
Really cute.
Okay, let's do that then.
All right. Who is Bryce going to be? The cat?
I think he said he was going to be the Green Ranger.
Sailor Scouts.
Here's the thing, is a lot of other people are coming to Extra Life and they are not in on this. Are they just going to be told and they can do what they will?
Here's the theme if you want.
What they want.
Are they coming to
are
the
Ren Fair? Are they coming to the Ren Fair with us?
I have no idea.
Probably not.
When's Teddy leaving? I think he said he was staying till Monday.
Listen, Teddy can be Artemis. He wears an all-white outfit. Done.
We can just throw it in the chat. Be like, these are the ones up for grabs if you want them. An all-white
outfit and a gold tiara. He's good to go. Like, maybe some cat ears. Okay, and Friday is the day we're running around town, right? And doing our vlog?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to have, like, a nicer dinner, I think.
So we all want to try to do, dinner? Like, pretty and dressed up.
Yeah. Maybe,
we want to look, like, pretty and nice, like, for the video.
Mm. Yeah. Not, like, full-on...
No,
by any means, but
nothing like dramatic, just like a cute outfit.
No,
take that back. Everything what? I do, I is love dramatic. A drama.
Okay, then do it with drama.
Thank you.
Who am I to stop you? I'm not your mom.
That's good, because I'd have a way bigger attitude if you were.
Perfect.
Is there a theme other than just, like, dress up nice? Did you have a design, color palette?
Are we going season? To our ex-husband's 40th birthday
we
party?
We could be going to our ex-husband's 40th birthday. See, that's a little too fancy, I think.
What would you wear to your ex-husband's 40th birthday?
In Italy? And his new wife's going to be there?
Why was I invited to the birthday?
That's so much. Because your ex-husband is Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, like, obviously.
Just kidding.
It's in Italy.
He's way older than 40. And
so he
bald.
Can show off his new wife and make you feel bad, but then you show up looking better than the new wife and make her feel bad and him feel jealous.
Okay.
You know?
So is that the theme or?
No. Because that's a long dress type of situation. We don't need to be running around Minneapolis in long dresses.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be a little
much. What's a cute short dress occasion?
Afternoon tea.
Oh.
Afternoon Ooh. Tea is cute. I like that.
Yeah. Afternoon tea.
That kind of gives a vibe, too.
Yeah. Like pastels.
Yes.
Okay.
Pastels, maybe florals.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But like
layers,
lace. Almost church appropriate, but like almost. Not really though.
Never.
Because it's just tea. It's not church. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some florals, some flowy, some lace, some cute. I'm into it.
Love.
Lace.
Florals. I'm really excited for the upcoming channel we have to make in the Discord to post our outfit ideas.
I can't wait to go shopping for some of this stuff. David's gonna be so happy when he gets home. Babe, I have a shopping list.
Here's my pitch for Saturday, because it's Extra Life and we need to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. A closet cosplay variety of video game character of your choice.
Closet cosplay. Okay.
Doesn't have to literally be stuff you already own in your closet, but just like the casual version of a character you like.
I will see you in full Jinx.
Please do.
I'm coming dressed as a Katamari.
Please do?
Yes!
There's no picture I love more than all of us in our
onesies.
Kirumis.
Onesies. It's my favorite.
I love showing that one, too, because I get to show it to people and be like, I'm in this picture.
It's so cute.
I'm in this picture and we raised $13,000.
Yeah. What were you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I could told you guys about the time I went to Otakon. And we wanted like an easy outfit for one day because... We did full cosplay for two of the days, including suits of armor for one of my friends. So we're like, what is the most like casual but still so fucking specific thing we can do? And so we each found an outfit we liked that the girls in Sailor Moon wear when they're not in their school uniforms or in their Sailor Scout outfits. So just like one of their casual outfits. So I wore this outfit because I had my short blonde hair at the time. I wore like a denim jacket with like frayed edges and a long white buttoned up mandarin collar shirt and like lavender jeans because there's an episode where that's an outfit Uranus is wearing. And like my friend wore a like little pink halter top neck and a little like teal skirt. That's an outfit that Sailor Moon wears, and she wore the Sailor Moon wig. And I shit you not, while we're at the convention, somebody just shouted across the floor at her, Yo, Sailor Moon, episode name and number that outfit appears in.
Well, you are at an otaku event, so like that tracks.
I was like, that's fucking
that person
good work.
Brought their
Incredible.
Cred. They're like, and this is where I belong.
And I was like, Love. See, this was the perfect idea.
That's so fun.
It feels so good when somebody gets your obscure reference like
right?
that.
Yeah.
You're like, this, it's like you specifically, you are why I wore this.
Yes. I did. I had two cosplays I wore like that that were so like fucking niche ass versions of characters. Where like I wore one from Fire Emblem Three Houses. It had like the Byleth wig and her little crisscrossy shirt and like some short black shorts and like shoes to match because that's her like casual workout outfit in the art that literally everyone draws of her. Like, and then I wore a outfit when I was still blonde, same trip, where I like had made myself the shirt, the Onigiri Miya shirt from Haikyuu when Osamu becomes the owner of his own shop. Mm. And it had like the logo on the front and back, and then I had the apron with the logo on it and like shorts, but I had my blonde hair. And I had, so I was like, in my head, I was like, yeah, this is Atsumu going back for the summer to like help out his brother at his shop, right? That was my idea for it. And somebody came up to me and clocked it 100%.
That's
they like,
so
are,
amazing.
They were like, are you Atsumu at Onigiri Miyu? And I was like, fuck yes! I was so fucking hyped, oh, dude.
That's dope.
Love.
Like, when I was wearing this Byleth one, somebody walked by, one of the Fire Emblem cosplayers, and they're like, hey, Teach. And I was like, this is the greatest day of my life. Like,
I'm trying to think. Do you guys have a casual video game character in mind?
I don't right now. One? I will need to think on it. Will it end up being, like, a Final Fantasy 10-2 Yuna? Maybe.
Yeah. I want to be
that's
something
that's just a
like...
stripy white shirt and shorts and a little weird skirt. Half skirt thing, you know. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ish. The half skirt's kind of weird, but that's all right. That could be sourced.
It could be sourced. I can cut a skirt. Who gives a shit? I'll buy a shirt. There's a Salvation Army 2 feet from me. I'll go buy a skirt and cut it.
I don't.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to mull it over.
It's one to think on, but I think we could all do it. I believe in.
I want to be something like really recognizable because I like. I had kind of an elaborate cosplay for Princess Garnet, and I felt like it just like wasn't that recognized. I felt, I don't know, I was probably in my head about it, and it was so uncomfortable, so I was like, why am I doing this?
I really feel like you're the kind of person who would like rock like a Zero Suit Samus.
Yeah.
I, after the last time I did Princess Garnet, who wears a bodysuit for most of the game, I was like, I'm done with bodysuits. I'm done
never
with that.
Never again, actually.
I don't like not eating or drinking anything all day so that I never have to go to the bathroom. I don't want to do that anymore. And I don't like how my tummy's being squeezed. I was done. I'm done with bodysuits.
That's valid. That's valid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I'm not going to do that anymore. No Zero Suit Samus for me. I'd have to do Full Suit Samus.
Also good.
So much better.
Super
and more
cash.
So much easier to pee in for sure.
It probably has its own receptacle.
You know
there.
What? Like, it is actually not eating or drinking all day is actually the lesser of the things that I hated. The more often was that's the only time in my life I've ever really worn shapewear, and I don't like it, and I never will.
I do be wearing shapewear fairly often, so
yeah, I don't even like leggings with a control top. So, like, I'm like, why
Couldn't
do I have to
like
be controlled?
That.
Let her be free. Like, I do not like it. So shapewear is kind of beyond me. All of my tisms are about, like, my sense of touch, actually, and fabrics. So.
Valid.
So Tifa.
Mm-hmm. Tifa's easy.
I already
have a full-on Tifa Halloween costume. So
I actually fully have, like, all of it.
We all come as Tifa.
Oh. Four Tifas. I'm just saying, if I did Yuna and Beckers did Tifa, we could all be Final Fantasy girls.
And I definitely know a lot of them.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I'm
like,
open to suggestion.
No, like, you should be one you like. Like, you should be a character you like.
Name all of the characters you know, Jazz.
Jazz, who's never played a video game.
I played Katamari.
That's it.
Beggars, what were you saying?
Oh, I was going to say there's like Tifa, and there's like Yuna, and there's like Aerith. And after that, there's like a big drop in popularity for the most popular.
Riku? Lightning? Lulu?
Yeah.
Lulu is everyone's favorite goth bitch. Don't look at me like they don't know who she is.
But they are also way less recognized.
I don't know. Lulu's pretty
recognizable. I don't know if that's true. Lulu's very recognizable. Yeah,
among actual gamers. I just mean like... general recognizability, it's like those three are on top, and then there's
I honestly think it's just Tifa and Aerith.
I only know Tifa and Aerith.
Yuna's up there.
I think you have to be a gamer to know who Yuna is.
So you can be Aerith.
The girl who dies?
Bro, spoilers!
Spoilers!
It's almost 30 years old. 30-year-old
game.
I haven't played it yet.
And whose fault is that?
It's also one of the most memed moment in video game history.
Is it really?
What do you mean?
Yes. Yeah. What do you mean?
Is that true? Oh my gosh.
Jazz only sees hockey memes, you guys.
I wasn't on that side of Tumblr.
Valid. Something I'm going to run into is that I will have blue hair for Extra Life. So any of the characters that I have to choose are either going to have to be recognized without their hair color or blue. Like,
it doesn't have to be that serious. We're not cosplaying.
No, it's not serious.
It's a little closet outfit.
Cosplay is still cosplay.
Yes, but it's not a wig.
I'm literally
going
to dye my hair black for this. It's already decided in my head. Okay. Because I'm going to be, I was just thinking to myself, like, oh, if I'm going to be Sailor Mars at the Ren Fair, I might as well be Tifa for the gamer thing, because then I can just dye my hair black and then I don't have to wear a wig.
I was planning on Googling Sailor Venus for the hair color. Not going to lie.
She's blonde.
Sounds fun.
I heard that is fun, yeah.
Was the last time I was blonde.
Yeah, blondes have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go blonde again if it weren't such a pain in the ass.
It's a lot of upkeep, but it's cute.
It is. It is, but my hair grows really fast and is incredibly resistant to bleach.
Same.
That sucks.
It does. It does. Because I always have to sit there for like 4 fucking hours to get my hair to turn. Even on like 30 volume.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah. My skull, really not happy about it anymore.
Hey, you know what? I love that for you. I do like a 20 vol bleach and I'm like, that timer just hit 20 minutes. I gotta hurry the fuck up because I'm going to fry all my hair right off my head. Like,
for me, it's like, oh, my scalp's going to boil if I leave this on anymore, but I've only gone down by one level.
Oh, no.
It's rough. It's rough out here. It's hard out here for a pimp, you guys.
I've never done any kind of experimenting with my hair. Because I'm just like worried it'll all fall out. And
hey, that's valid.
Yeah.
Because that
I really thought I could
sometimes
get through the podcast with my hair down, but it's 84 degrees in my apartment right now.
Why?
Because I just live in Boston and I don't have an AC unit.
Central air doesn't exist.
And I'm dying.
Yeah.
Is that because the buildings are all from the colonial times?
Yes.
Pretty much.
The same reason the streets are laid out stupid.
My house is only built like 4 years ago.
I'm aware. We saw it while it was being built, I think.
Oh, yeah.
More or less.
They've slept on my couch.
In a puppy pile.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the greatest day of my life. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that's every day set except for Thursday, which is like also
that's
airport cash.
So that's comfy day, yeah. The day too.
Yeah, I won't be there till Friday, so like.
Oh,
you guys don't need to dress up on Thursday.
I think most of that is, yeah, arrival and setup anyway, so I'm probably going to be dressed up.
I won't be there, so you guys don't need to dress up to impress me.
If you guys actually, if you chose something really cool for Thursday, I would be like, don't.
No.
Heard.
Okay, guys, let's pick something really cool for Thursday so Beckers will come on Thursday.
If only. It's okay, Beckers hates us.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Obviously.
I'm kidding. So I'm not Bryce. I'm not going to passive aggressively bully you.
No, I was trying to do that.
I've been so sad lately, you guys. Because I have been dressing fucking crazy cool at work lately just because it's so hot. So I've had to be really inventive with my outfits so that I'm not pouring sweat the entire day. And there used to be a girl at my work who I adore who would always be like, oh my God, you look great today. Or, oh, your outfit looks nice. Your makeup looks cool. And she's gone. And now there's no one there at work or around me to be like, you look fucking cool today.
That would be me. That I sucks. Say that to somebody every day.
Yes, me too. I'm like, oh, you look good. I love your shirt. Oh, you look, like, did you get a new haircut? I'm such that person. I'll do that to fucking strangers on the street.
I'll
be like, hey, ma'am, sorry, excuse me. You look fucking incredible. That's a great dress. I love your hair.
It feels so good when a stranger says it to you. I'm like, I'll think it. And I'll be like, dang, that's a really cool hair tie thing with the bow or whatever. And I'll be like, man, I should just say that. And then I do.
Just say it. Just say it. It makes people stay.
Their response is always usually like, oh my God, a stranger's talking to me. And then they're like, huh, that's nice. That's what everybody does. It is. I'm like, I know you'll think about it later and you'll still be really pleased about it. So
yes,
don't worry.
You'll be like, a stranger spoke to me, but they were so nice. Maybe strangers are okay. Maybe community is good.
Listen, community is good.
When I went to New York, we talked to this Swedish guy at a bar for like 2 hours. And he was like, yeah, this is the only place I ever come where strangers talk to me. I guess that's our culture.
Welcome to America, baby.
I guess.
Especially when we're drinking.
Yeah. I know a lot of people like New Yorkers and like Bostonites and shit like be like, we're not friendly. We're cool, but we're not nice. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. It's not a good personality trait to be like, I don't like interacting with other humans.
Yeah.
It's not a bad one as long as you're not awful about it.
I mean, sure, but it's not something to brag about, IMO. Like,
yeah, I don't think it's like a braggable thing. I think it's fine if that's not your vibe. But
yeah, but it shouldn't be your personality. You know?
I did start to every time I like go to a city for a while, and I was only in New York for like a week. But anytime I go somewhere with a higher population density than where I live, which is
most
lots of places,
everywhere,
I always end up feeling like, I can't wait to get out of here because I feel like every time I turn around, someone is there. And that's just not what I'm used to. Like, I'm used to a lot of privacy. So then when I am in public, I do want to talk to everyone because I'm like, this is like an hour of my whole day rather than, you know, like 18 hours of my whole day. So.
Yeah, fair. It's weird coming from the Midwest to a city like this because I'm like such a, oh, I'll talk to the cashier. I will like be friendly and nice if I don't have my headphones in, you know, if I'm not like trying to get to work. Like, mm-hmm. I'll be like, how's your day going? That kind of thing. But like here, it's like, they don't want to fucking talk to you. I'm like, all right, I won't talk to you.
That's too bad. I'm talking to you anyway. Take out your headphones. It's time.
Yeah. We're having this conversation, period.
You are trained at a weird noise and we have to discuss it. Like, it's like, I'm somewhere by myself. I must talk to people. I was hanging out with some people the other day and one of my friends was complaining about oversharers at work. And I was like, ooh.
That's me.
I was like, everybody at work knows every bit of my business. I'm sorry. And she's like, no, they don't. And it's like, but they do. Like,
I do. Like,
I do. I'm with them all day, every day. I got to talk to them about something.
They know about what my cucumbers are doing and they know about what my neighbor's doing. And they know where I'm going this weekend. You fucking ask them.
They will tell you.
Because I can't stop it. Like someone will say a key word and off I go.
I was like talking to someone at work the other day and I don't remember what it was about, but it required me to be like, ignoring all of the trauma, da 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 da. Oh no, it was, I was like, we're talking something about like homelessness. And I was like, ignoring my tragic backstory, this is the information you're looking for. Like, I don't need to explain to you why I have this information, but I do. So let's not talk about that. Let's talk about what you were looking for.
See, if somebody prefaces something like that at work, we're like, oh, no, 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 no. We got to get into that trauma. Like, sounds like you're still holding on to it.
It's just, well, people in my work are not oversharers, generally.
Oh, sure.
So I'm like, I've got to just like, but there's no way to like talk about most of what I've like, my life experiences without them being a little sad. So I just have to be like, let's ignore that. But this, like, that's not important. It's just context.
I would say the range of how much my coworkers share things is from like 0 to 100. I'm probably the 100, and I don't know if anyone's quite to the degree that I am, but like there are people who I don't know a damn thing about anything. They don't speak at work. Like, they're perfectly friendly and they'll be like, hey, how's it going today? How's the work day? And then they will never, they just don't ever say a thing about themselves ever. And I don't get how you can do that. But some people, that's their preference. That's fine.
A guy at my work,
I like lost myself along the way. I had a point here.
I'm sorry. I will. You think on it. I'll tell this story. A guy at my work like 2 weeks ago got married. Okay. He was gone for a week because he got married. And he came back and I was like, hey, man, how was it? How'd it go? And he goes, good. And I was like, because we've talked before, like got many conversations. And so I saw him later in the day and I was like, hey, just to clarify, you did get married this weekend, right? And he was like, yeah. I was like, did it go well? And he was like, yep, I'm married. Yep, we went fine.
I'm like, married now.
What is happening right
Not
now?
Not a single disappointment. The caterer had everything exactly. The flowers were right. Nothing. Not a word about it.
Exactly as expected.
I was like, nothing. You're not invested.
Right? I was like, nothing?
I mean, he was not even.
She was beautiful.
The relationship, like, right? Like, I mean, typically, it's possible. The guys don't have that much to say about it. Because
listen to me right now, Darian. This man, for our geek presentation, he's been to Madagascar. We've heard all about it. Translated romantic Malagasy poetry for us as his geek pride presentation. Okay, he has a romantic heart, so I don't know why about his wedding he was like.
Like, maybe he wishes he had a bigger hand in it, but he wasn't able to.
Or something maybe. He actually did go wrong and it's bothering him and he's hiding it because he does not want to talk about it.
You're picking at his trauma. It's crazy of you.
Yeah, that could be it.
That's my theory. I remembered what I was going to say. So it related to Miranda saying that she had a tragic backstory that she didn't want to, that she was hiding. Sort of. Mm-hmm. Like, just not discussing, I guess. Not really hiding. I do feel like my pool of coworkers is extremely homogenous.
Okay.
And they are all almost entirely, like, from good backgrounds, very respectable, honorable people, Catholic, nice people, but, like, they have never heard of anything. Not one of them plays games, basically. Barely any of them. Like, they are so, like, I wonder, what do you do all day? And they're
do you
like,
watch reality read? TV.
So, dude, some of them watch reality TV, and some of them are like, I don't know. Well, here's what they do. They have kids. they have kids, yes. And then they don't do anything else after that, yep. Which is fine. They're just
fine. Very Catholic of them.
Very Catholic. And I just wonder, though, sometimes I'm like, every time we hire a new person, you know, you somebody new comes and you try to kind of like feel out their interests. And every time I guess what I'm coming after, what the main point I'm coming after is I don't think we've ever hired a person who wasn't like Catholic.
That's so specific.
It's possible some of them are different flavors of Christianity, but it seems like the majority are actually fully, like, just Catholic. And I'm like, every time I kind of get the feeling like they're more chill people, some of them do play games and some of them know what I'm talking about. Couple of them, they'll even dabble in anime, but, like, they don't. No one ever has the depths that I do. Like, I have obviously gone too far to mingle with people who've been raised right, apparently. But some of them have watched a thing or two and not just when they were 12. But every time I'm like, you might be perhaps not Catholic, they'll be like, yeah, so then at confession. And I was like, what the hell? All of them, every single one. And I just is, I thought, like, based off polls and things, I really thought, like, things were trending towards a more diverse religious experience. But gosh, not well, based at my workplace.
On where you live,
yeah,
a tiny little town where I can walk from the gate of the airport to your husband's car in 3 minutes.
Okay, the metropolitan area is almost 250,000 people. But go off.
Oh wow, 250,000 people.
That's not tiny.
It's pretty tiny.
It is a city.
Big town.
Large town. Okay, I'll let you have large town.
I moved from there to arguably one of the smallest cities of the city, right? It's very different. It's very different.
That's a proper city. Come on.
But it's also like where, like, it's not just that you live in a small town. It's you live in a small town in northern flyover United States.
It's like, a big town. It's not a small town.
It has voted blue before.
Hey.
Look at them go.
Hey, that's city behavior.
I feel like yes. A fucking street rat next to most of my coworkers, I'll be honest. I feel like I'm fucking Aladdin pretending to be Prince Ali up in this bitch.
Can you elaborate on that?
Every single one of these motherfuckers, I work at a startup, okay? I work at a startup in Boston, okay? Every single one of these motherfuckers is either Ivy League or like went to Northeastern or Boston University and has their master's, okay? I have my associates and barely, like, and I have like lived a life full of experiences, and these are just like the most normal people I've ever met, and it's fucking, I feel so out of place sometimes. Sometimes I just say shit and I can just tell it has completely gone over them entirely. Like, I was we had a cheese and wine night at work on Friday because I work at a startup, and I was looking for music, and I was like, you know what I bet will get me the perfect playlist on Spotify? And I went up to Spotify on our work computer where we have a work Spotify subscription, and I typed in Olive Garden bathroom. And there were indeed a bunch of Olive Garden bathroom pre-made playlists on Spotify, and I clicked one and it was perfect. And so they're like, what is this? I was like, oh, this is the Olive Garden bathroom playlist. They were like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, haven't you been in an Olive Garden bathroom? It's all opera and Italian music.
No, they have not. Boston has good Italian food. None of them have been in an Olive Garden.
Yeah, there's not one of them. Olive Garden.
I didn't say there was, but there's none in Boston. There's none in Boston.
Take that back right now.
Oh my God.
Olive Garden's in hot water right now.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's the Darden Group in general?
The 700, no, the Olive Garden just got in trouble because they took a $700 tip from a single mom of an autistic child. They said, we can only give you 20% of this and the rest we have to review before we can give it to you. She had very strong emotions about that because the tip came from like a regular that hadn't seen her in a while and felt bad or whatever. I don't know. That's just
what review
details. But so she gets upset because she's not going home with the $700 tip that she just made, and they sent her home. The next day, she's told that she's basically getting fired because she got emotional because they wouldn't give her a tip. And then she got emotional again, and they called the police on her. And it's all because of some bullshit Olive Garden policy that they have about tips that are more than 20%, which is just, like, only one so gross. Yeah.
I don't know if we can be mad at that. I'm sure there are plenty of Olive Gardens where the staff are normal. Like,
unless it's a policy thing, because if that's really a policy that's in their books, that's toxic and abusive. Servers don't make enough as it is. Most states, they don't make minimum wage, right? Everyone should know that. So the fact that they have a policy written that any tip more than 20% is subject to, like, being withheld and potentially not given to you, like, that's
potentially not given to you gross. Is fucking crazy.
I would love to hear what the point of the review is. Like, what are they reviewing?
Like, what are you reviewing? Yeah.
I I've never worked at an Olive Garden, but I have worked at a Darden restaurant, and Olive Garden is a Darden franchise. That's not a policy. I'll go out on a limb. That's something they made up. That's not a policy, because where I worked, it was, and again, same company, just different chains. Not a thing. Absolute bullshit. Not a thing. So that was like those managers trying to figure out how they could take it.
Yeah. I mean,
probably.
I feel like that's not Olive Garden behavior, because when I'm there, I'm family.
No, and that's a good point.
You were going to fucking say that.
That's a great point.
I'm so glad you were waiting with that one. That was
we're fucking ready. Weren't
excellent.
Have you ever seen? I think it was a Tumblr post, and it was one of
the
funniest
things.
Is it
the Vin Diesel post?
No.
Okay, nope. Can tell you that.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And it's like, I hope I don't butcher this because I didn't search for it before I began this, but it's like someone is in the ICU and they're really sick, and the staff of Olive Garden shows up, and the front desk person goes, "I'm sorry, you can't come in. It's only for family." And they go, "Yeah, that's why we're here." That's the whole post. And that's lived in my mind for probably a couple decades. Maybe one decade. I don't know. But it's so good. I'm tearing up right now. Yeah, that's why we're here.
Holy shit. There's some long contrived Vin Diesel like post about the Fast and the Furious and Vin Diesel at an Olive Garden and like being able to make a request or an ask of him because all he cares about is family.
Family first.
I don't know the full thing, but I do think of it often. Beggars, before we wrap it up, do we want to review our themes?
Bring it back now, y'all.
From the top.
Yeah, from the top.
Thursday. Nothing important.
Friday.
Afternoon tea. Lace. Florals. Pastels. Fancy. Finger sandwiches. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But the important thing is afternoon tea. Saturday. Jazz.
Extra life. Closet cosplay. Dressed as a video game character. Kind of.
Sunday, Darian.
Ren Faire. We're doing Sailor Moon inspired Ren Faire outfits.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so fun.
And we don't care what anyone else is wearing because we know what we are.
Indeed.
Monday, Miranda.
My Chemical Romance. We're doing some gothic emo shit.
Gothic emo shit. Vampires, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Show your fangs. Ooh.
Tuesday, we're going home. Comfy going airport home. Close.
Yep. Mm-hmm. In our streets.
In our streets.
Maybe even more dressed down than streets normally are because airport.
Mm-hmm. Well, not here. That's how my streets are, PJs. I was literally, this was almost embarrassing. I wish I had them like within reach, but I was out in my front lawn watering all my plants and my neighbor came over and talked to me for a while, and gosh, if I wasn't wearing like flannel sweatpants that had SpongeBob and Patrick riding cats on all over them. And it was like they're from Walmart. It was SpongeBob and Patrick in the normal art style, and then the cats were photorealistic. I just feel like that's an important distinction.
So
they look incredible. Yep.
They look like the types of PJ pants that you wear at Walmart. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And on my streets.
So since we got all these fun themes, you know, we've been talking about the Extra Life stream a whole bunch. Please check in. We're going to be streaming at twitch.tv/LastGeekPlays and youtube.com/LastGeek. That's on August 22nd. That's a Saturday. And that will be at 9 a.m. Central Time. Mark it on your calendars. We'd love to see you there. We're raising money for some sick kids. It's going to be really fun.
And let us know in the chat if you recognize our closet cosplays.
Yeah. I hope someone does, and I hope it's not a repeat of last time. All right. Well, this has been Why Are We Doing This? A monthly podcast where cool people talk about cool things. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
See you later.